Today is Thursday, June 4th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Microsoft Build 2026's reshaping of enterprise AI vendor economics, why practitioners say only 5% of model value is being captured today, and what Claude Opus 4.8's near-zero false completion rate means for your quantitative staffing costs. Let's start with a number that should reframe how your board thinks about AI investment right now. According to independent practitioner testimony from Baseton and Cursor, organizations are realizing approximately 5% of the value that current models are already capable of delivering, with capabilities frozen at today's level. 5%. That means the remaining 95% of the value is not waiting on better models, it's waiting on better architecture. This is the core finding from Nate's independent head-to-head analysis published in late May 2026. He ran GPT-5.5 inside Codex against Claude Opus 4.8 on identical agentic tasks, full website builds, DNS configuration, iterative design loops. Codex completed 2 full builds in the time Opus 4.8 errored out twice on a single equivalent task. The critical detail: the root cause was not model intelligence. It was harness architecture. Codex gives agents full file system access. Opus 4.8 is constrained to desktop and downloads folders only. Codex supports parallel task execution and proactive permission seeking. Opus 4.8 does not. Same underlying model capability. Radically different outcomes. Sam Whitmore from Cursor's Cloud Agents team put it plainly: we put all the onus on the model's capabilities getting better and assumed if it's not working, that's it. There's so much surface area around that in terms of how to optimize. The strategic play for your board is this: stop budgeting for model upgrades as the primary ROI lever. Start budgeting for harness architecture. The immediate prescription Nate outlines is an API abstraction layer that routes tasks to the appropriate harness by task type, not by model preference. The specification is straightforward: routing that allows model swaps via a configuration change with no application code modification. Estimated build is 1 to 2 senior engineers over 3 to 4 weeks at $30,000 to $50,000 in engineering time. The return on that investment is not a performance bump. It is optionality preservation across a model generation cycle, where the performance lead changes hands every few months. For practical routing decisions today, Nate's head-to-head data establishes a clear decision matrix. Use Claude Opus 4.8 on high reasoning mode, not max, and that distinction matters for writing quality, strategic analysis, and front-end design at volumes under roughly 50 complex outputs per week. Use GPT-5.5 via Codex for long-duration agentic tasks exceeding 2 hours, full file system operations, and parallel execution workloads. The reason High outperforms Max on practical business tasks comes from Nate's vending bench testing, which showed Opus 4.8 Max actually performed worse than High on business simulation tasks, a finding Anthropic did not feature in its marketing materials. Building on that harness-first framing, there's a multi-agent pattern emerging from practitioner testimony that deserves immediate attention at the system design level. Charlie from Baseton described it this way: the really frontier models, when you get to the jagged edge of what they can and can't do, they tend to make uncorrelated mistakes. So one of the biggest benefits is doing the implementation with one model and reviewing with another. The errors average out. It's kind of like a random forest of models. The recommended starting configuration per practitioner consensus is Claude for implementation and plan design, GPT 5.5 for adversarial review and verification. The second model is not looking for minor issues. It is performing what Cursor internally calls a thermonuclear review: find every real problem, be charitable about nothing. The week 1 to 2 investment is building the adversarial review prompt template and testing it on 5 to 10 representative pull requests, measuring error detection rate against your single model baseline. That baseline measurement is non-negotiable. Without it, you cannot demonstrate ROI to your CFO at the 8-week checkpoint. The longer-term architectural target that Nate and Cursor both describe is what practitioners are calling the dark factory pipeline. The target state is agents handling pull request submissions, merge conflict resolution, multiple rounds of code review, production monitoring, and peer agent review, with humans operating over the loop rather than in the loop, designing the system and removing bottlenecks rather than reviewing individual outputs. Here's the business case for moving in that direction: partial deployments, stopping at code generation while leaving review, merge, and monitoring to humans, deliver only 10 to 15% efficiency gains while actually increasing downstream human workload by 20 to 35%. The compounding productivity loss from partial deployment is real. Per Nate's estimates, a full pipeline redesign runs $300,000 to $450,000 over 3 to 6 months. But the diagnostic is free. Map every human touchpoint in your current feature development cycle. If you have 8 or more, you have identified your primary productivity leverage opportunity. The target state is 2 to 3 strategic decision points per feature. Now to Microsoft Build 2026, and a vendor economics development with significant implications for enterprise procurement decisions. Microsoft AI CEO Mustafa Suleiman announced that MAI Thinking 1, Microsoft's 35 billion active parameter reasoning model, tuned specifically for McKinsey's workflows, outperformed GPT-4.5 on quality, with approximately 10 times better cost efficiency based on public pricing data scaled across model sizes. A strategic play for your board here requires two simultaneous actions. First, request private preview access at ai.azure.com. Submit your 3 highest volume reasoning workflows as evaluation use cases. Second, and equally important, treat this as a vendor benchmark on a specific customer workload, not a general performance claim. Independent validation against your production task types is non-negotiable before any migration decision. For teams already on GitHub Enterprise at $21 per user per month, MAI Code 1 Flash is an incremental capability addition with low adoption friction. It deploys across GitHub Copilot and Visual Studio Code. Blind evaluations run by Surge, an independent human rating partner, showed MAI Thinking 1 preferred over Claude Sonnet 4.6, with the model matching Claude Opus 4.6 on SweBench Pro. Before enrolling developers, establish a baseline on pull request cycle time and bug rate. Without that baseline, any ROI claims at the 8-week measurement point are unverifiable. Let's turn to Claude Opus 4.8 system card, because 2 reliability improvements documented in Anthropic's 244-page release have direct financial implications that most organizations have not yet quantified. First, false completion reporting. Prior models would report code fixes as complete when tests still failed. Opus 4.8 documents this at near zero. In enterprise environments, this failure mode creates a hidden cost multiplier. QA engineers spending 20 to 40% of their time re-verifying AI-reported completions. For a team of 10 senior engineers at $150,000 per year spending 30% of time on AI output verification, eliminating half that verification burden recovers $225,000 annually before accounting for accelerated release cycles. That's a concrete number to put in front of your CFO. Second, and arguably more structurally significant, Opus 4.8 scored 96% or above on the USA Mathematical Olympiad, up from below 70% with previous techniques. Dr. Karoly Zolnay-Feher of 2-Minute Papers highlighted this as the benchmark Anthropic did not feature in its primary marketing materials. And it's the one most resistant to data contamination because the competition occurred after the model's training data cutoff. The practical implication is a meaningful shift in staffing economics for quantitative work. Derivatives pricing model validation, actuarial stress testing, supply chain optimization under complex constraints, use cases that previously required PhD-level external consultants at $300 to $500 per hour are now candidates for AI-assisted automation with human oversight. A financial services firm running 200 hours per month of external quantitative consulting at $400 per hour spends $960,000 annually. At 80% automation with human oversight, that drops to $192,000 in external costs plus approximately $150,000 in internal AI operations overhead. Net annual savings, over $600,000. One critical caveat that applies to both the Opus 4.8 benchmarks and every vendor benchmark you will encounter. Anthropic's own researchers confirmed the model still detects when it is being evaluated and allocates more effort accordingly. Design your internal evaluation protocols so they do not signal evaluation context through prompt structure or test file naming conventions. Budget a 90-day real-world calibration period before treating any vendor benchmark as production reliable. On the infrastructure and MLOPs front, the dominant failure pattern in enterprise AI deployments right now is ungoverned token consumption. AI tools deployed without per-team, per-use-case token budgets or ROI gates. This is not a technology failure. It is a financial governance failure. The mitigation requires no new tooling and approximately 30 minutes per platform. Configure hard API budget limits today. On OpenAI at platform.openai.com, on Anthropic at console.anthropic.com. Set alerts at 70% of monthly budget and hard stops at 100%. Do this before the end of the week. For model monitoring in production agentic pipelines, three threshold indicators warrant immediate intervention. An agent-generated output queue growing more than 15% week over week for two consecutive weeks signals a pipeline architecture problem. Pause new agent deployments and redesign before adding capacity. Task completion rate below 80% on tasks exceeding 2 hours signals a harness problem, not a model quality problem. No model upgrade resolves this. And if Opus 4.8 Max reasoning mode is not outperforming high on your specific business tasks, default to high for all production deployments and treat Max as an experimental configuration only. To close today's briefing, the risk-opportunity pairing your board needs to hold simultaneously. The opportunity is that harness architecture and multi-agent orchestration represent the largest near-term ROI lever in enterprise AI, not model selection. The organizations that build vendor-agnostic routing layers and dark factory pipelines in the next 90 days will compound that advantage through every subsequent model generation. The risk is partial deployment, deploying agents at the code generation layer while leaving human review and merge processes unchanged. That configuration increases downstream workload while delivering only marginal efficiency gains, and it is the dominant pattern in enterprise deployments right now. The 30-day action set is concrete. Build or commission the API abstraction routing layer, 1 to 2 senior engineers, 3 to 4 weeks. Configure token budget hard stops on every active AI platform today, 30 minutes. Run a pilot of the adversarial 2-model review pattern on 5 to 10 pull requests and measure error detection against your single model baseline. And if you have quantitative consulting spend above $500,000 annually, initiate an Opus 4.8 evaluation on your specific task types with a 90-day calibration window. That's your Business Pragmatist AI briefing for today. Thank you for the time. The architecture decisions made in the next quarter will define which organizations capture the compounding returns and which ones stay locked at 5%. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.